This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a gel flex grid. The gel flex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the gel flex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
trusted and recommended roofer.
This is completely BS. This is shame. They had to win tonight. If that's the case, just let us know so we don't show up for the game. Just give them a win.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
It is Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We are glad that you are here. And Simone Biles is putting on a show over there in Paris, Mike. She also wins the women's individual all around competition. Again, adding to her illustrious career and what she's been able to accomplish, to me, the most decorated gymnast in the history of the United States. I mean, maybe ever. Certainly for anybody that's watched gymnastics in these Olympics, I don't know, over the last 30 years.
Right.
She's 27. And I said this. People were like, oh, isn't she a little bit old? And some people didn't think she'd have it in her to go back and compete the way she has. She's been crushing it, man. And we got to give a big shout out. V. Ringo hits us up. He says, Dukes, we have a local Olympian, and he's right. Here in the ATL, Chris Bailey, track and field. So, Chris, big shout out to Chris. But this is the thing. There's so many stories out there.
Right on. And Simone Biles with her eighth, as you said, the most decorated U.S. gymnast of all time. And it's just like it's a rootable story. I mean, it took me a while back in the Tokyo Olympics in 20 to wrap my head around what the heck she was going through. And Now it's been well documented. But the redemption tour for that team, just kicking butt. Men won a bronze. I watched some of that last night. Again, as we always say, when guys come out and their arms, their biceps are bigger than your thighs. I mean, it's just unbelievable watching some of that. And speaking of freakishly good, watching Katie Ledecky last night.
Great.
I mean, look, she's going this way. Half the pool's going the other way because she's got such a big lead. Amazing. And I think of the top 20 records in that event are hers as far as the times. It's amazing. And I also learned last night, again, you learned something new watching the Olympics. It's considered a slow pool, Carl. It's not as deep. It's a temporary pool that they built for the Olympics in Paris, so it gets more wave action. That's what makes the Chinese swimmer hitting the 100-meter record last night all the more impressive.
Yeah, because the time's a little bit slower.
Right.
Yeah.
You have more resistance.
Usually. So just getting you caught up on what's going on, guys. Falcons are off today after a couple of padded practices. They're back at it tomorrow at Mercedes-Benz. We will be broadcasting live. I'm there from 2 until 7. Practice starts at 6. Doors open around 5 tomorrow. And again, $5 to get in for the open practice. All proceeds go towards Emory Healthcare. So if you want to come out and hang out with us and see the Falcons, we'd love to get a chance to see you. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Braves back in action tonight as well. And we will hear from Kirby Smart because Georgia is practicing today. And we got a chance to hear from Kirby talk about a variety of things, including the dismissal of Ra-Ra Thomas. This out, Mike, the Chargers say following yesterday's practice, Justin Herbert was diagnosed with an injury, plantar fasciitis, in his right foot.
Damn.
Doctors have recommended approximately 2 weeks in a boot, followed by a gradual return to play protocol, which means they'll work him back in, but they're not going to rush the process. And with the expectation that he will be ready for the start of the regular season. So at least 2 weeks. Well, we knew he wasn't probably going to play in the preseason. So, right. But 2 weeks in a boot, and then they'll gradually return him to play protocol.
I got two words for him. Actually, three words. Good feet, Stuart. Sometimes commerce and sometimes the conversation and commerce can intersect. Hi, everybody. Mike Bell for the Good Feet Store. I got to tell you, arch support is just what Justin Herbert needs. I know it's helped me in a big way.
You've got two different souls.
I've
don't
got but again. Justin can enjoy three different walking surfaces, Carl, with three different souls. I've got. In all seriousness, this stuff does work, but it really is. It's caused by a number of factors. It could be shoes, foot structure. Could have flat feet. I don't know about that. But either way, you know, that's a dude that everybody's talking about. Jim Harbaugh's going to run the football and going to maximize his talent, just like with Justin Herbert. All these guys making boatloads of cash. His time is now, man.
Got
to go.
Yeah, you got to get it in. Right. You got to get it done. All right, that's just in. And while we're talking about the NFL, let's get to an NFL blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
First things first, Tampa Bay, an offensive tackle, Tristan Wirfs, reached an agreement. 5 years, $140 million contract. It makes him the highest paid offensive lineman in NFL history. He's good, and he is key to Tampa and certainly Baker Mayfield. Deal includes $88 million in guarantees, Mike. That's the most for any offensive tackle in the league. Three-time Pro Bowler, was in the final year of his rookie contract, which is usually when this stuff happens. But what is going on up in Pittsburgh, Mike? Did you hear what Russell Wilson had to say about Justin Fields?
Yes, I did.
Russell, what are you doing to help Justin?
Yeah, I think, you know, more than anything else, we've known each other for some years now. And, you know, I've always tried to be a mentor in some way to him. We've always texted, called, whatever it may be in the past. And the same thing now, you know, I'm just, you know, I believe that when you give as much knowledge that I have or experience or gone through, you know, it comes back in return for you in the long run. You know, you just, we're a team. We're always trying to work to get better together. And, you know, everything that every rep that he's taking, I'm learning. Vice versa, every rep that I'm taking, he's learning. And all the other quarterbacks as well. And when we're not in there, we're just processing from the drill work. We're always talking and communicating. So I think that's a critical thing to being successful as a team.
Oh, that's a long answer. Woo, that's a long answer. Carl and I, we were talking about this off the air the other day. I just can't listen to Russell Wilson speak without thinking about everything that's been written and said about him and how nobody takes him at face value, that everything is convoluted and everything is said for effect, which isn't just, you know, in the locker room, but everything that he does. So, okay. I mean, I don't know who we're going to see at quarterback, but I'm sure that...
Mr. Unlimited.
Now, if he's coming and he's bringing his baggage, then I'd love to know how that's playing in that locker room. And you're right.
You ever done anything dangerous?
Yeah.
It could be a lot of folks in a pro. Now, this is the kind of story that Florio should be writing about.
I agree.
The Steelers.
I agree.
Not about us and a guy coming off an Achilles injury with a young quarterback as a rookie.
Totally agree. Hey, NFL Blitz is brought to you by our friends at Priority Men's Medical Centers. Check them out at PriorityMen'sMedical.com. Aaron Rodgers, what was the conversation with Garrett Wilson about? What's going on, man? Hey, Aaron?
G and I got a great relationship. We spend time together off the field. On the field, there's a way of doing things that we both agree on. And when it doesn't look exactly how we want it to, sometimes there's some side conversations that happen. I love those conversations, though. I mean, it's about the details. It's about winning. It's about seeing what he sees. You know, he's got to get on my page, but I got to get on his page, too, because he's got a whole book that I need to understand fully of skill set and ability and feel and rhythm and all the different things that he does out there. So those are good conversations. They might appear to be much more heated than they are.
Appear!
But there's usually a smile on our face afterwards, at least one of us.
Well, the New York media got running with it because it was kind of tongue-in-cheek. Hey, man, you zigged when you should have zagged. And he said, yeah, you should have been here for minicamp. And everybody started making it into a federal case. Yeah, I mean, Aaron Rodgers should have been there at minicamp. It was selfish. There's other weeks in the offseason to go to Egypt. You have the resources to make that happen.
Yes.
And
he's
spinning it because he sees the perception of it. But look, but another thing, in all seriousness, regardless, it's Aaron Rodgers, so it gets obviously a lot of light on it. Teammates argue. You and I, that's why I love you. If we have an argument, it lasts about 20 minutes, and then we're on to the next thing, and it never festers.
It happens if you're with people all the time.
Correct.
It's just the nature of it, but it's how you handle it moving forward. And here's the thing, like, Aaron Rodgers can't hold a grudge with Garrett Wilson because that's his go-to guy.
Right.
He's not going to be successful this season.
And didn't get to forge that chemistry with him because he couldn't play last year with the injury.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Mm. Hey, man, as we talk about Garrett Wilson, here's what he said about that whole conversation.
Mm. I mean, he's vocalizing, he's pissed off. I know when we're getting beat, I'm pissed off. You know, I may not vocalize it that way to the guys, but I'm pissed off too. So it's kind of a mutual feeling. It's like, I'm glad he said something. And it's not personal. I don't think anyone in this building takes it that way. It's like, all right, this is our leader right here. People like that demand greatness in your details, in your mindset, and you're watching film, and you could feel it when it's not there, you know, when it's absent. So I think we all appreciate it, but we all know it's go time when that comes out, and honestly, we're feeling it too. It's just certain guys have the ability to verbalize it in that way. He's one of those.
Okay.
Taking the high road.
No doubt. It's Dukes and Bell. It's our NFL Blitz.
Now, we've had some fun the last couple of weeks reading some sound bites or playing some sound from Tariq Hill, where he's talking about starting with Jalen Waddle getting his contract. Great for Jalen Waddle. They got to have some for me. And then later on, Tua gets his contract. Man, excited for Tua. They better have some for me. Now he's saying, talking to the media, my focus is on winning games, telling the South Florida Sun Sentinel about his contract. I know it's going to come whenever it happens. He just got a contract just 3 years ago, but he's already looking for the Julio.
Julio!
Bump. My conversations are positive with the Dolphins. We're going to keep it positive right now. But keep practicing. Try to help this team win games.
Yeah, this is going to be an issue. You and I both know this.
Indeed.
This is going to be an issue.
It's coming down the pike.
It's only a matter of time. Hey, when we come back, why is our guy not on the list? List is out. He's not on the list. Mm. I want to know why. It's Dukes and Bell.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up, we're going to hear from Kirby Smart, who spoke to the media today.
Dogs are practicing. Mm-hmm. Go Dogs.
404-726-0929. And we will talk plenty about what happened with the dismissal of Ra-Ra Thomas as well in the 4 o'clock hour. Yeah, man, no man's on the way. Big O has that. His turtle is off today. Mike, I'm looking at the list, as it has been coming out all week, of the top players at tight end for Madden 25.
Okay.
It starts with Travis Kelce, 99 overall rating. George Kittle was a 97. Mark Andrews, 94. T.J. Hockenson is a 91.
Ooh.
David Njoku is the fifth best rated tight end at 90. Evan Graham, right here. Evan Engram, should I say, from right here in the ATL. Sam Laporta. Dallas Goedert is on the list, top 10. Dalton Schultz.
Okay.
And then Cole Kmet. Is Kyle Pitts going to be on this list next year?
Hopefully he's going to be near the top of that list, right there with Kelce and Kittle and all the big dogs, because this is a year where he's got to be a red zone machine. Last year we talked about all those guys that are ahead of him all have more touchdowns than him.
That's right.
And that's where it's at. I mean, guys, how else are you going to – I mean, the old joke you and I said, how are you going to base somebody on height? No, you got to look at the stats and look at the numbers. I mean, the touchdowns, and you look at the tight end position, it generates a lot of touchdowns. George Kittle with 6, Hunter Henry with 6, Mark Andrews with 6, Njoku with 6, Cole Kmet with 6. I mean, I'm looking at the tight ends here. Travis Kelce had 5. Remember, he had off year.
But he was hurt to start the season.
He was hurt a lot of it. Dalton Schultz had 5 touchdowns. Hockenson had 5 touchdowns.
It's important. It is. I'm just saying, where's our guy? He's got to be on this list. And as a matter of fact, Terry Fontenot was asked this question on the midday show by Andy and Randy about how has Kyle Pitts looked thus far?
He looked really good. He's and look, it's all about, y'all know it, it's all about relationships. And I'll tell you what, in a short offseason, these coaches have done a really good job, from Raheem to Zach to Koger. They've built a really strong relationship where there's already real trust throughout the whole roster. But they're really close with Kyle, and to where they can coach him hard and coach him the right way. And I know he's working on all the aspects of the blocking, working on everything. But he's done some really good things. He's flying around and playing with a lot of confidence.
Remember when they traded Hockenson to Minnesota? Folks like, what's up with that? Well, Sam Laporta, you mentioned 10 touchdowns.
He killed it.
I mean, let me give you Sam Laporta's numbers and tell me if you would consider this a successful year for Kyle Pitts.
Okay.
If we could get to this, 889 yards receiving.
Take it.
86 receptions, 10 touchdowns.
80 balls? Yes,
10,
I'll take it.
10 touchdowns. I mean, that's where it's got to be. Kyle Pitts has got to be living in the 6-8 touchdown road. Kittle, 1,000 yards, 65 catches, 6 touchdowns.
Big deal.
That's what he was drafted for. Now, again, we love Pitts. Don't get it twisted. Said this to you when we played that audio earlier in the week. Great guy. Rootable dude. Heard him on with Andy and Randy. He's got to do that. He's got to put those numbers up.
Yeah, and listen, I've been saying a lot, and now we're here. He's the most important piece when you talk about taking this offense to the next level. We know what Drake can do. You have a sense of what Bijan can do. We still are wondering how dominant Kyle Pitts can be. And when you talk about these top 10 tight ends on Madden 25, say what you want. It's a video game, Dukes. No, it's in the game. It's real. And the reason is they look at these ratings and they look at these players and they say, these are the top guys. Mike, I don't think anybody would argue with these top 10 guys. You just laid out all the statistics.
Right.
They speak for themselves. What I want is Falcons like Jesse Bates to be atop the safety board. Right. We need other guys at their position. Bijan's one of the top 5 running backs. He will be. But the fact is, we need Kyle Pitts to be up here on the tight end list.
You know, we said this earlier. The guys hate the, you know, when people talk about them as like pieces of meat in fantasy football. They take their Madden rankings very seriously.
Seriously, they do.
But in this case, yeah, you want to be the brands, the teams that have the brands. Tariq Hill is a brand. Obviously, Kelce is a brand. Everybody in the 49ers offense is a brand, right? And that's what we're trying to get with this, with Bijan, with Drake London, Darnell Mooney. You know, we were killing just because I didn't, you know, I wasn't sold on him being worth the contract. But if Darnell Mooney is a solid number 2 and has 900 yard receiving and 5 or 6 touchdowns, okay, that's money well spent.
I agree. What about Terry Fontenot talking about the health of Cousins and Grady Jarrett, where they are? By the way, if you're coming out for practice and you're wondering, is Grady going to practice? He's been practicing, guys. He looks fine. You know, we haven't seen anything that is alarming. And we've talked enough about Kirk on these, you know, these practices, Mike, how he's delivering the football, how accurate he's been. This is what Terry Fontenot said.
But, yes, like with you look at Kirk Cousins, and Kirk, he had a good offseason and did a lot during the offseason, and he's full go. And he's out there going, and he looks really good. So we're excited about where Kirk is, and same with Grady. It's great to see Grady flying around with where he is. So we always have to have plans for not just for Grady and Kirk coming off injuries, but also there's going to be some times you see some off days with some of the veteran players, whether they're coming off an injury or not. So we have to make sure that we manage that the right way and with our performance team and make sure we're managing reps the right way. But in terms of injuries, I'm knocking on wood, but we're in a great place in terms of the way the guys have went through the offseason and where we are now. It's been really good.
Yeah, I'm hoping he's right about that. But it's looked good. I mean, that's all we can go by is what we're seeing so far. I think we're going to learn a lot, guys, next week in Miami. And, Mike, those few practices, either we're going to – and, by the way, two things happen. One, the rumors get out. Man, Falcons, they dominated up front. They were just kicking their butt. Or it's the opposite. Miami ran the ball down the Falcons' throat in those deer drills. And you get a sense of, uh-oh. And then we'll get the preseason game, obviously, next Friday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. But I think we're going to learn a lot more about this team.
Calais Campbell is down there. They needed some help because they couldn't sign everybody. All the money went to the offense, you could argue. But Bradley Chubb is still there and Anthony Walker. And they got decent Gallimore at nose tackle. Yep. And there's some dudes, man, the offensive line's going to. But the big battle, we're not sold on the corners. We've been talking about this cornerback room, and we don't like it, but they seem to think it's okay. And we went round and round what Jimmy Lake had to say about it yesterday. But you're going up against Tariq Hill, Jalen Waddle, Braxton Berrios. Remember that dude from the old Miami Hurricane? Jonnu Smith's down there, by the way. So that'll be interesting to see. But you got two of the best wide receivers for these cornerbacks to battle.
Listen, we said this. Jonnu played well for us last year. Like, he was good.
They got Odell Beckham Jr., but he's out right now.
Yes, he's injured. Right. And they signed him from, where was he at last year?
Baltimore at the end.
That's right, Baltimore. So, yeah, I mean, and at some point he will be back as well. By the way, with all those weapons, there's no excuses for Tua, is there?
No, you could argue there are not. And Jonnu Smith might be in a perfect spot.
Yeah.
Because he really, you know, he probably could. There's another guy. He got in the end zone. I didn't like Arthur's play calling. And then as far as our defense, our edge rush, it's a pretty good offensive line they got down there. Terron Armstead, Isaiah Wynn from Georgia.
Yep.
Brewer, Jones, Austin Jackson. So just trying to see what our guys can do in real contact, real getting after it. And hopefully we'll get some good reports from D-Led.
That's right. They dominated the line of scrimmage. They can't block nobody.
That's what we want to hear. Right?
Yeah, I know. It's true. Every year I hear D say that. They can't block nobody.
Now, if we hear D said, it looked as bad as that Bengals game when everybody got hurt in the secondary. They run it for miles and miles. So let's hope that's not the case for our secondary.
Leata later.
Exactly.
That game was ugly, man. That Bengals game.
We were down to fourth string. Guys that were literally had no business being on the field.
Yeah,
that was
tough, no doubt about it. All right, one last thing. We're going to get to Yeah Man, No Man. We're talking about the Falcons. I just said I need our guy on this list. I need Kyle. I need you on this list next year. Top 10 in the EA Sports Madden 25 game. And the reason is simple. It's respect. It's how everybody else looks at you. And I hope he has a great year. And, Mike, we're talking about this next year this time. Here is Arthur Blank. Talking about Cousins, if you guys have any doubts, I just want to be clear. Our owner said this.
Listening to our coaching staff and our personnel department, they really made a decision. Michael was going to be available at number 8. They saw an extraordinary talent. Our Kirk Cousins is our franchise quarterback, is our starting quarterback, and he seems to be doing great from a medical standpoint, his attitude, his leadership, culturally. Personally, with our players, the coaching staff has been nothing short of outstanding. You know, I know age does kind of creep up. I can speak to myself personally on that a little bit. I know what that means. And, you know, Kirk will be 36 at the start of the season. And so we hope and pray he's got, you know, 3 to 4 great years in front of him. Maybe beyond that, who knows?
Yeah, man, I know that we've gone round and round about this one, but I still think that Arthur kind of said, let's never, ever not have a good quarterback ready to go. I think that's kind of came from somewhere. Like that old Deshaun Watson, that kind of came from somewhere a couple years ago when they tried to trade for him. Hey, also in the division, we didn't mention this in the Blitz. We mentioned it briefly. Tristan Wirfs got that monster contract for the Bucs.
Yeah.
Now, the big question in San Francisco is what does it mean for Trent Williams and his holdout?
Well, he's the best tackle in the league, and he's been being paid like it. Let's not get it twisted. He's $30 million guy.
Right.
But when you look at the list of guys in front of him now, he's like, hold on.
That's $28.1 million per season for Wirfs, which means the 49ers have got to up the ante.
I feel like if you're the 49ers, I'm looking at Ayuk, and I'm looking at Trent Williams, best tackle in football, and I'm saying, I can win with him. I can't win with him.
I can find another wide receiver. I cannot find a generational talent, the best left tackle in the league.
Can't do it, man. Coming up, Yeah Man, No Man. We'll find out what's going on with Orn. He's got Yeah Man, No Man for us coming up on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. This hour is brought to you by Status Truck and Trailer Repair, driven by excellence, building successful partnerships. Coming up at 4, what Kirby had to say about dismissing Ra-Ra Thomas from the team today. But he also talked about The outside expectations. Wait until you hear that coming up in 20 minutes. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Also, James Palmer, NFL insider, is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him about all the things going on. Mike, you were talking about the heat. Not just here today. It's all around the country. And you were talking about players, man, being, you know, some of these guys having to be carted off because of the heat exhaustion.
Yeah, our old friend Kelsey Conway, who's up with the Bengals, sees Amarius Mims getting carted off and getting cold towels. Look, I mean, I think in the old days, there was probably some kind of feeling you couldn't sound off. And now I think guys realize, I'm not getting heat stroke out here, okay?
Correct.
You know, we saw Drake London dealing with the heat. I mean, the other day at practice, you got nothing wrong with tapping out. Just get yourself back out there. We heard that. Who was it? It was Lamar Jackson not feeling good earlier in the week in Baltimore.
Absolutely. And listen, there's no shame in this, man. I'm trying to get ready for the season. I don't need to. Right.
Sounds like you and Lamar had the same thing.
I don't know what this is.
You dropping some LBs at least?
Well, I'm not eating. So the good news is I'm not eating right now.
That's the thing. When I got food poisoning in the Dominican Republic one year. Now, the good news, you know, was I lost 14 pounds. The bad news was the how.
Yeah, I just everything that I'm like putting in my mouth. Well, never mind. I don't want to go there. Hey, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Yeah, I called my doc today.
Right.
I was like, I can't take this. And I was telling you an Orin. I was like, I gotta find out what's going on.
Right.
And we had a conversation, and he's like, clear liquids, you know, easily digestible stuff.
A lot of broth.
Yeah.
Broth.
You know, and I'm
so
like,
does that include tequila?
And I'm like, yeah.
Mix tequila with broth. There you go.
Well, that was
two birds.
Good right toast on. At the end of the show yesterday. But yeah, so to your point, and then, you know, we started talking about some other things. And have you heard of, not to take away from Orin, but now that you got me thinking about this, have you heard of, what's it called? What did he tell me? Hold on. Time out. 1 second. Diverticulitis? You heard of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you might have that.
Oh, no. And that ain't good.
No. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what are you talking about? So we were having that conversation today as I was like, I need something, and I need it now.
Because that out, man. Yeah.
I can't take right. this pain. But yeah, so he said there was a chance. And here's the thing. Man. You know, I had that colonoscopy like at the beginning of the month. I know this is way too much information for you guys.
Tonight's a new segment. We go inside Carl's colon.
Well, that's a little bit too much. But I had that, and literally they give you the results, and they're like, hey, you might be prone to some of this. And he said that in the report, but I've never really had to deal with
think
it.
About it.
So anyways, I might have that. Anyways.
Well, because I remember
Cash, I might have that. I hope Orin, you don't, Carl.
You were working with me back in the day at the old station. I was like, we called him Pedro the Parasite. I had to go to Emory to go see this enterologist and all this stuff, gastroenterologist.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, boss, what are we eating tonight? Oh. How about we have more steaks?
There you go.
Well, this is like just an inflamed, you know, area.
Ugh.
So, yeah, that's why.
Inflamed lower area, yes.
Yeah, that's why I'm having the pain.
You never want to have inflamed as a prefix or anything.
I just searched it on Google. They use the word bulge and abnormal pouches.
Thank you. That's exactly right. We discussed that. By the way, Doc Redding.
Irregular bulging great. Pouches.
He's hey, great. Everybody. Bob Rathbun, and that's our daily edition of Inside Carl's Colon.
That's nasty, Bob.
All right, what do you got, man? What do you got?
Just so I can play this clip again, because this clip is hilarious and we love it so much. Deshaun Foster made the news again.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. I'm glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A. It's us and USC. I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Any questions?
So, yeah, that was last week's Big Ten Media Day, I guess, where UCLA, UCLA, new coach Deshaun Foster shows up.
Yes, question, coach, first time public speaking?
A bit unprepared for the whole situation. And like, I'll just vamp this. I'll just go ahead and, you know, wing this. And that's what the speech was that he gave in his opening statement there. Showed up today at camp with a very interesting shirt. It's a map of California, and there's a little helmet emblem for UCLA, and above it says, we're in L.A.
Oh, okay. That's funny.
Well, so he's buying into it, at least.
Make fun of yourself. Make fun of yourself.
Yeah, no, you got to.
In the meantime, you've got to get one of those Dale Carnegie courses. You've got to learn how to be able to speak.
Yeah. Listen, I wish the guy loved
it. Start with an interesting anecdote or joke.
We have no idea what kind of coach he's going to be. But you're right, Mike. And especially, you know, that this is what Joe Judge attempted to do, but he came off as such a jerk. I know you're wondering, who's Joe Judge? And that whole spiel.
That was the too intense. That was the too.
It was.
That was like a lot of folks around New York wondering, who's Joe Judge? Yeah. I'll tell you, he's the kind of guy this city can be. Whoa. Bring it back there.
It was too much.
Right. But that was terrible.
Still funny.
It was not good at all.
Still funny. Bringing two great emblems together.
It's still funny, man.
How you guys doing?
We're fine, Coach. Just waiting for you to tell us something to note, I guess. Yeah. How are you doing, Coach?
He was not nervous when he said that, was he?
Probably. That was the start of the roller coaster down there.
You and I, we broke that down 7 ways to Sunday a week back, but you wonder, because you know, maybe he's really good at just thinking on his feet, and he just completely froze up because, you know, sometimes we've been there. I mean, you know, we've all tried to think we could wing something. Sometimes you've got to have a little cliff notes. It's not a bad idea.
It happens,
indeed. Let's move along here.
But I need one of those shirts now.
You need one of those shirts. We're in L.A.
I know.
But if you're USC, aren't you kind of upset? Because, hey, we're in L.A. too. You mentioned us. Shouldn't we be on the shirt as well?
By the way,
it's two schools.
Somebody sent me a photo that week we were riffing on the coach, and it was a UCLA home game at the Rose Bowl, and there were like 10,000 people there. You know,
no interest. No interest.
That's why it's like, oh, boy. Well, football in California, we talk about Miami, it's the same way in L.A.
Very casual. Rich Eisen had Matt Damon on his show yesterday. And Matt Damon, great actors and a lot of great things. The question usually comes up with Matt, though. Hey, are there movies that you thought maybe you want to do a sequel of? And Rich mentioned Good Will Hunting, doing a sequel for Good Will Hunting. Matt was like, yeah, but there is one movie I have been approached about and I've talked with my co-star about, and it's this cult classic right here.
And the one that we've been talking about for years, and we're trying to, and I just saw Edward Norton a few weeks ago, and like all of us want to do it, is a second Rounders movie.
Yes,
because so much has happened in that poker world in the last 25 years. It would be fun to catch up with those guys. But there's a whole, you know, you got to figure out who the chain of title and who owns it and who, you know, and everybody's got their hand in the pot. And so we got to figure out a way to make a deal that makes sense for everybody, particularly the people who are going to make the movie, because that's at Artist Equity. That's who we care about, or the cast and crew. And so we're trying to figure that out because I think we'd all like to do that.
So he said about 10 years ago, they had a story lined up for this, but with the ever changing landscape of the poker world, they'd have to probably redo it. But there's an idea, yeah, man, no, man. A second Rounders movie.
Oh, dude, you know, I know you were on vacation the week we had Edward Norton in studio, and I had a friend, Paulie, that it was is the worm. And it was, like, amazing. That was his buddy. If you've ever seen Rounders, most of our audience is male, so many of the guys have seen it. But great poker hustler movie in there in New York, and one guy is trying to get out of the lifestyle, and one guy is getting out of jail, and he's dragging him down and back into it. But it's one of my favorite movies. I watch it anytime it's on. And, of course, John Malkovich is Teddy KGB. That'd be kind of fun. Put him in Vegas. Worm comes back into his life, right? He's on top of the world.
Well, and this is what I was looking at. I was just looking at the cast. You could revitalize some of these roles, like if you wanted to. Now, you're going to add some people. Obviously, it's a new storyline. But if you want to bring some people back, Mike, and the nostalgia of that movie.
It's a relationship.
Hey, that's me and his money.
Maybe Teddy gets into the world of professional poker. There's a million things. But you could have so many great character actors playing a Phil Hellmuth type guy or any of those wackadoodles that you see in poker. Anyway, if you hadn't seen Rounders, remember, Carl, you made fun of me. Movie. I actually sent a letter to TV Guys and it deserves 3 stars.
Stars, yeah. Well, people, listen, when the movie came out, because to what Matt Damon's talking about.
Poker hadn't blown up. It was just blown up.
It hadn't gone there yet. And so people were like, I don't know about this, man. I mean, I like poker, but not like that. And now you think about World Series of Poker and all the stuff that happens and these poker
televised
tournaments. Coming up at 4, what Kirby had to say about dismissing Ra-Ra Thomas from the team today. But he also talked about the outside expectations. Wait until you hear that coming up in 20 minutes. It's Dukes and Bell Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Also, James Palmer, NFL insider, is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour. We'll talk to him about all the things going on. Mike, you were talking about the heat, not just here today. It's all around the country. And you were talking about players, man, being, you know, some of these guys having to be carted off because of the heat exhaustion.
Yeah, our old friend Kelsey Conway, who's up with the Bengals, sees Amarius Mims getting carted off and getting cold towels. Look, I mean, I think in the old days there was probably some kind of feeling you couldn't sound off. And now I think guys realize, I'm not getting heat stroke out here, okay?
Correct.
You know, we saw Drake London dealing with the heat. I mean, the other day at practice, you got nothing wrong with tapping out. Just get yourself back out there. We heard that. What was it? It was Lamar Jackson not feeling good earlier in the week in Baltimore.
Absolutely. And listen, there's no shame in this, man. I'm trying to get ready for the season. I don't need to.
Right. Sounds like you and Lamar had the same thing.
I don't know what this is.
You dropping some LBs at least?
Well, I'm not eating. So the good news is I'm not eating right now.
That's the thing. When I got food poisoning in the Dominican Republic one year. Now, the good news, you know, was I lost 14 pounds. The bad news was the how.
Yeah, I just everything that I'm like putting in my mouth. Well, never mind. I don't want to go there. Hey, let's get to Yeah Man, No Man.
It's time for Yeah Man, No Man. He's the former MVP of his high school football team.
Not really.
From New Jersey.
The Cavs are here.
And gives rapid-fire questions. Here's the executive producer of the Dukes and Bell Show, Chris Thomas.
Yeah, I called my doc today.
Right.
I was like, I can't take this. And I was telling you an Orin. I was like, I gotta find out what's going on.
Right.
And we had a conversation, and he's like, clear liquids, you know, easily digestible stuff.
A lot of broth.
Yeah. Broth. You know, and I'm
so
like,
does that include tequila?
And I'm like,
yeah, mix tequila with broth. There you go.
Well, that was
two birds.
Good right toast on at the end of the show yesterday. But yeah, so to your point, and then, you know, we started talking about some other things. And have you heard of, not to take away from Orin, but now that you got me thinking about this, have you heard of, what's it called? What did he tell me? Hold on. Time out. 1 second. In diverticulitis? You heard of this?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's like, you might have that.
Oh, no. And that ain't
like,
good.
No. And I'm like, what? And I'm like, what are you talking about? So we were having that conversation today as I was like, I need something, and I need it now.
Gotta put that out, man. Yeah.
I can't take right this pain. But yeah, so he said there was a chance. And here's the thing. Man. You know, I had that colonoscopy like at the beginning of the month. I know this is way too much information for you guys.
Tonight's a new segment. We go inside Carl's colon.
Well, that's a little bit too much. But I had that, and literally they give you the results, and they're like, hey, you might be prone to some of this. And he said that in the report, but I've never really had to deal with
think
it.
About it.
So anyways, I might have that. Anyways.
Well, because I remember
I might have that. Well, I hope you don't, Carl.
You were working with me back in the day at the old station. I was like, we called him Pedro the Parasite. I had to go to Emory to go see this enterologist and all this stuff, gastroenterologist.
Yeah.
And it was like, hey, boss, what are we eating tonight? How about we have more steaks?
There you go.
Well, this is like just an inflamed, you know, area.
Ugh.
So, yeah, that's why.
Inflamed lower area, yes.
Yeah, that's why I'm having the
you
pain.
You never have inflamed as a prefix or anything.
I just searched for it on Google. They used the word bulge and abnormal pouches.
Thank you. That's exactly right. We discussed that. By the way, Doc Reddick,
irregular
man,
bulging
great
pouches.
Hey, everybody, Bob Rathbun, and that's our daily edition of Inside Carl's Colon.
That's nasty, Bob.
All right, what do you got, man? What do you got?
Just so I can play this clip again, because this clip is hilarious and we love it so much. Deshaun Foster made the news again.
Coach Foster, welcome to the Big Ten. We'll begin with your opening statement.
How you guys doing? I'm happy to be here. I'm glad to be a part of this great conference. Finally putting two great emblems together, UCLA and the Big Ten. We're a school that's won, 123 championships, so this fits us being right in this conference. Football-wise, we're just excited. You know, I'm sure you guys don't know too much about UCLA, but our football program, but we're in L.A. It's us and USC. I'm just basically excited, really. That's it. Any questions?
So, yeah, that was last week's Big Ten Media Day, I guess, where UCLA, new member UCLA, New coach Deshaun Foster shows up.
Yes, question, coach. First time public speaking?
A bit unprepared for the whole situation. And like, I'll just vamp this. I'll just go ahead and, you know, wing this. And
right.
That's what the speech was that he gave in his opening statement there. Showed up today at camp with a very interesting shirt. It's a map of California, and there's a little helmet emblem for UCLA, and above it says, we're in L.A.
Oh, okay. That's funny. Well,
he's buying into it, at least.
Make fun of yourself. Make fun of yourself.
Yeah, no, you got to.
In the meantime, you've got to get one of those Dale Carnegie courses. You've got to learn how to be able to speak.
Yeah. Listen, I wish the guy loved
it. Start with an interesting anecdote or joke.
We have no idea what kind of coach he's going to be. But you're right, Mike. And especially, right. You know, that this is what Joe Judge attempted to do, but he came off as such a jerk. I know you're wondering, who's Joe Judge? And that whole spiel. See,
right. That was the too intense. That was the too.
It was.
That was like a lot of folks around New York wondering, who's Joe Judge? Yeah. I'll tell you, he's the kind of guy this city can be. Like, whoa,
too much.
Whoa.
Too much.
Bring it back there.
It was too much.
Right. But that was terrible.
Still funny.
It was not good at all.
Still funny. Bringing two great emblems together.
Still funny, man.
How you guys doing?
We're fine, Coach. Just waiting for you to tell us something to note, I guess. Yeah. How are you doing, Coach?
He was not nervous when he said that, was he?
Probably. That was the start of the roller coaster down there.
You and I, we broke that down 7 ways to Sunday a week back, but you wonder, because you know, maybe he's really good at just thinking on his feet, and he just completely froze up, because you know, sometimes we've been there. I mean, you know, we've all tried to think we could wing something. Sometimes you've got to have a little cliff notes. It's not a bad idea.
It happens, right. Yeah.
Indeed. Let's move along here.
But I need one of those shirts now.
You need one of those shirts. We're in L.A.
I know.
But if you're USC, aren't you kind of upset? Because, hey, we're in L.A. too. You mentioned us. Shouldn't we be on the shirt as well?
By the way,
it's two schools.
Somebody sent me a photo that week we were riffing on the coach, and it was a UCLA home game at the Rose Bowl, and there were like 10,000 people there. You know,
No interest.
That's why it's like, oh, boy. Well, football in California, we talk about Miami, it's the same way in L.A.
Very casual. Rich Eisen had Matt Damon on his show yesterday. And Matt Damon, great actors and a lot of great things. The question usually comes up with Matt, though. Hey, are there movies that you thought maybe you want to do a sequel of? And Rich mentioned Good Will Hunting, doing a sequel for Good Will Hunting. Matt was like, yeah, but there is one movie I have been approached about and I've talked with my co-star about, and it's this cult classic right here.
And the one that we've been talking about for years, and we're trying to, and I just saw Edward Norton a few weeks ago, and like all of us want to do it, is a second Rounders movie.
Yes, yes.
Because so much has happened in that poker world in the last 25 years. It would be fun to catch up with those guys. But there's a whole, you know, you got to figure out who the chain of title and who owns it and who, you know, and everybody's got their hand in the pot. And so we got to figure out a way to make a deal that makes sense for everybody, particularly the people who are going to make the movie, because that's at artist equity. That's who we care about, or the cast and crew. And so we're trying to figure that out, because I think we'd all like to do that.
So he said about 10 years ago, they had a story lined up for this, but with the ever changing landscape of the poker world, they'd have to probably redo it. But there's an idea. Yeah, man. No, man. A second Rounders movie.
Oh, dude. You know, I know you were on vacation the week we had Edward Norton in studio. And I had a friend, Paulie, that it was is the worm. And it was like amazing. That was his buddy. If you've ever seen Rounders, most of our audience is male, so many of the guys have seen it. But great poker hustler movie in there in New York. And one guy is trying to get out of the lifestyle. And one guy is getting out of jail. And he's dragging him down and back into it. But it's one of my favorite movies. I watch it anytime it's on. And, of course, John Malkovich is Teddy KGB. That'd be kind of fun. Put him in Vegas. Worm comes back into his life, right? He's on top of the world.
Well, and this is what I was looking at. I was just looking at the cast. You could revitalize some of these roles, like if you wanted to. Now, you're going to add some people. Obviously, it's a new storyline. But if you want to bring some people back, Mike, and nostalgia of that movie.
It's a relationship.
That's me and his money.
Maybe Teddy gets into the world of professional poker. There's a million things. But you could have so many great character actors playing a Phil Hellmuth-type guy or any of those wackadoodles that in poker. Anyway, if you hadn't seen Rounders, remember, Carl, you made fun of me. Movie. I actually sent a letter to TV Guys that it deserves 3 stars.
Stars, yeah. Well, people, listen, when the movie came out, because to what Matt Damon's talking about,
poker hadn't blown up. It was just blown up.
It hadn't gone there yet. And so people were like, I don't know about this, man. I mean, I like poker, but not like that. And now you think about World Series of Poker and all the stuff that happens and these poker tournaments.
Televised like all the time now.
It's just a different
global game.
And so many more people acknowledge what that is. So, yeah, I'm with them. I'd love to see it.
All right. Let's go back to the association, the NFL, right here. DJ Moore, shout out to DJ Moore, got a deal. A new deal, 4 years, $110 million. He's, I think I said, the first wide receiver in NFL history to have the first 10 years of his deals guaranteed as a wide receiver, which is unheard of at that position. But DJ Moore was asked about his contract, and it's kind of funny because DJ was like, yeah, I could have got more, but I didn't.
They all breaking new heights, going to 35, and I don't know. I wasn't really in that mindset to go to the top, so I was just like, all right, what's a good number, and let's go from there.
Yeah, man, no, man. Leave the money on the table. DJ Moore there for the contract.
Hell no, man. Who does this?
DJ Moore.
Who says, you know, I saw everybody else going to 35, but I was like, no, nah, I'm good at 19. I'm cool.
Maybe he's the anti-diva wide receiver who feels he can save maybe the overall good of the team, Carl. And how many yachts can you water ski behind, Gordon?
I do think there is an element to this with him, but here's the deal. When you acknowledge, like, oh, I really wasn't looking to do that, I just feel like you're blatantly lying. There's nobody in any industry that says, hey, at some point, if you had to be an opportunity to be one of the highest paid guys in your industry, would you pass that up? No one is going to say, I would pass that up. Now, to Mike's point, if you are a greedy SOB and you want to screw the team, and quarterbacks can do that, Mike, by trying to demand all this money they're getting.
And wide receivers.
And wide receivers. You can screw a team up that way. But let's not admit that you didn't want that money. Like, it didn't matter. Because at the end of the day, it did. You took less, great. But, Mike, to say, oh, yeah, at one point I could have made, you know, Howard Stern's money, but I turned it down because I really just wanted to be a team player. Get out of here.
I mean, don't know what his background is. If he's, I mean, there are some dudes that are just really good dudes. Like Roddy White is the most undiva wide receiver. We just saw him at practice the other day. Such a good guy. Still looks like he can play.
He does.
And there's some dudes, I mean, if that's in his heart, that's pretty cool because there's so many guys like Tariq Hill will bankrupt the Miami Dolphins and there will be no money for anything else and the team will. If you got a ring and you don't really give a flip about your next team, then so be it. But if DJ Moore, maybe, I don't know. I don't know what his motivation is. The Players Association also frowns on you not getting max dollars.
So maybe I should be more compassionate when he says this, but to Mike, I'm like, I don't buy it because we're seeing every other dude go, I need to be the highest paid.
Yeah, break me off. Yeah. Forget about leaving the money. Right. Give me all the money I can get.
And the Players Association, you know, is, again, they're trying to advance the players, and the idea is to get everybody up to the highest level.
Yeah. I hope it's true. I hope he did do that for the right reasons. But he's a damn good player. He's going to be interesting. We'll see what the Bears do.
There's so much talent. I think about, like, how many players stepped into a situation as a rookie with that much talent around them?
Nobody.
I mean, they've really got some dudes. Keenan Allen's there. You talked about Moore that drafted. They got dudes. Dudes.
Tight end, too.
That they do. On that note, gentlemen.
How you guys doing?
Yeah, we're pretty good. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Coming up in the 4 o'clock hour, what did Kirby say as the Dogs get practice started? Countdown to the season opener is now officially on. James Palmer, NFL insider, is going to join us in the 4 o'clock hour as well. We'll go around the league, talk about the Falcons and much more on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.